Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Monday edition, the last Monday, the last day of 2018. And with us is Laura Kennard as we broadcast from where? Grounds for Celebration in Windsor Heights on University Avenue. Laura, welcome back and almost Happy New Year.
Yes, and you know something? Grounds for Celebration is like hopping today. It's like the place to be on New Year's Eve for the day.
Right. Well, you come in here in the morning, you get caffeinated up.
Yeah.
And then you close your office at noon so that you can go to the Ridgemont.
Or a lot of people are just, yes, I suppose. Or I suppose a lot of people are also just off today and wanting a place to
hang out.
So here we are, hanging out. It is very busy.
All right, so not much going on in the networking and business adventure, but and we're going to get into that. But I want to talk, because you hit it out of the park last week when we were talking about redeveloping spaces for entrepreneurs in locations that are underutilized. Let's talk malls.
Yes.
I mean, so your idea is what?
So, as I was saying after the last interview, and I have gotten so much response, just not just from the interview, but just in general,
sure,
this embracing of this idea that everyone has woken up to, maybe later than others, to the idea that traditional retail is changing, and that is impacting malls, even shopping centers, just even places that you would consider like pretty heavily trafficked are still struggling with their brick and mortar. And so in the places where we're really seeing businesses evaporate is in malls.
Right.
And so that's a challenge. And what I started combining, and what, you know, probably didn't seem super intuitive at first to most people, is that I had for a long time helped small businesses and startups, and I kind of look at entrepreneurship as from a wider perspective than some. But bottom line is, I wanted people to be able to launch and sustain
their
business ideas and in location.
See, that is different, isn't it?
In location.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's different about this, there are so many co-working places out there. I mean, lots of our friends, you and I, and we've been in that space ourselves from time to time, where individuals start a business and they are at a co-working place.
Yeah.
Maybe Jeff Wood's place at Gravitate or others.
Right.
But then they tend to either graduate from there and go to another place, or they kind of stay there and pay a little bit of rent and do their thing.
Right.
But your idea, if I'm breaking this down correctly, is to do the incubator for these small businesses in place.
Yeah.
And then have space in that place where they can actually then set up shop.
Yes, exactly. So, and because of setting it up, And because of setting it up that way, we can actually help them on a more continuous basis with the challenges of marketing, and also even help them embrace new technologies or new business models that kind of help them evolve.
You end up being a business coach, you know, sort of, but. But rather than having to travel across town or do it via phone or whatever it is, your people that you have incubated are right there in that space where you can be a regular visitor and mentor and assistant.
That's right.
Wow.
And, you know, we are looking at the fact that we're going to run out of space in this location because it's actually one of the smaller malls. But there's a lot of other.
We're right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about Southridge Mall.
Right.
But you want to wander through Valley West sometime?
Yes.
You want to wander, I mean, you know, Von Maur in Des Moines, West Des Moines.
Right.
They're headed out to Jordan Creek.
Right.
So there's another huge space available.
Right.
And those two anchors, Yonkers and Von Maur, when they leave, you know, and I'm not so sure. I'm still not sure that that's a good model for Von Maur. If the Von Maur family would call me and talk to me about this, because here's my concern. I have been a loyal shopper of Von Maur for years. That was the that is the only department store I frequent. I got to tell you that when I look at their demographics,
I wonder if that's the place for them.
I'm wondering if Jordan Creek. Now, the flip side of that is their future demographics may very well be at a place like Jordan Creek, which is, by the way, a destination for all of Iowa.
Yes, it's a destination
for
all of Iowa.
So I get it partly, but I wonder if they're going to lose some of that traffic, because if I'm 75, 80 years old and I'm a loyal Von Maur, am I going to really make the trip out there on the highway and all that stuff? I don't
know. Imagine that they're planning on sacrificing some customers for the sake of getting more.
I just think it's really interesting.
And it is interesting.
Yeah, and at first, you know, they were going to build their own building, but the story is now that they're going to take over the Yonkers building.
So
we'll see.
So very interesting developments that are happening, but definitely there's a lot of space that needs to have new life. And I really think that businesses will create new space. And I just recently...
And it may be a different type of business.
It may be a different type of space. And just on a final note, I also just read a really interesting article. Someone else who was talking about dead mall space all across America.
Right.
It's not certainly not just here. And some of them that were way bigger malls with way bigger problems now, where they had 100 stores and they're down to like... One mall in particular I was looking at. And, you know, this person said you have two things that you can do with them. You can either reimagine them or you can demolish them and create something new. And she, this writer, is a very big advocate in the fact that because they were situated there for the community, that there's a great opportunity in reimagining them for the community.
Sure. Being responsive to wherever these locations are.
Yes.
To the community in which they are. And so as we talk about Curated Growth, your company, that is taking a look and working with Southridge or reimagining what Southridge Mall in Des Moines, Iowa would be like, you have to keep in mind, I'm sure, that it's got to match the
community dynamics. Exactly. And so that means that every space is going to be a little bit different.
Of course.
You know, actually.
Yeah.
So, but
of course.
Yeah.
You know, this may not work at a Jordan Creek.
That's right.
You know, but it may work on the south side of Des Moines.
Right.
In Midtown over there by, what is it, Merle Hay. Which, by the way, they're building housing. They're going to be building housing over there.
Yes.
Fascinating stuff.
Yes. Well, and that's what's happening. We're either looking at how do you repurpose it for different businesses that address the community needs, or totally could be housing, could be healthcare, could be... I mean, there's a lot of things happening with those spaces, but they're primarily centered around the needs of the community,
So why build another... medical facility building
when you can make
when
it
when you can do this
I think this is a
fascinating topic, and I you know it's taken me a bit of time to wrap my head around what it is that you're doing, and you and I have been together a long time, but I think once you really dove into that, you know, it is a game changer for so many people that are sitting there with hundreds of thousands of square feet of empty space.
It's starting to crystallize, and I, of course, think that at some point the city itself needs to address smart city innovation, which really is about mobility and walkability and all these things. And I also think that these centers can be the place that we sort of test drive some of those ideas and then see how that those are scalable out to the rest of the city.
Absolutely. Good stuff.
Anyway.
All right. Back on our original tack of finding out...
What the heck do we have going on?
Anything going on this week? I mean, we've got the...
We actually do. People have got some stuff on the agenda, right, on the other side of the new year. So for one thing, as I've mentioned before, we have the 2019 Book of Lists unveiling, and I really recommend people to go to that, because if nothing else, you can get a hold of the Book of Lists, which is a great resource.
So drag your tuchus out of bed and
go. That's going to be at the atrium at Capitol Square, so downtown. And then we do have, you know, First Friday coming up, so... You'd want to check in with Gravitate to make sure that they're on track for their First Friday, but it looks like they are. I will say that the Iowa Center has moved their first Friday to the second Friday because I think they're afraid too many people will be away. So they are having their featured woman entrepreneur on their first Friday, but that'll actually be on the 11th. So it'll be the second Friday. But we do have coming up the Ultimate Health and Fitness Expo, which will be kind of your first expo, if you will, of the year. That's going to be at the Jacobson Exhibition Center out at the fairgrounds.
Right.
And so Ultimate Health and Fitness, and that'll be Saturday and Sunday. And then we dive into next week, which is really, we're going to be, the West Des Moines Incubator is going to have advice on the art of hiring at Gravitate in Valley Junction. And then later that night, so that's Tuesday, January 8th, over the noon hour, and then later on in the evening will be the DSM Magazine January-February unveiling party, which actually is probably a little bit late for them, too, because they usually do that ahead of, you know, a little bit more ahead of. So, yeah, we're off to a delayed start because of the holiday, but things are starting to... And then also, just mention that, so a couple of things this week coming up. Next week, that's when we start to get into kind of faster gear with these things. So the restaurant series starts up. So 11:30 to 1 at Louis Wine Dive on Thursday, January 10th. And so I think that's that series. They do a restaurant series with a partnership, I believe, all throughout the... Okay, well, I think it says series, so I'm assuming there's going to be more than one.
Hey, would that be put on by the Restaurant Association?
Well, let me double check on that.
No, I'm not familiar with this, but I do know, ladies and gentlemen, as you probably have already figured out, that January, February, and March are traditionally lousy months for the Restaurant Association.
Gotcha.
And, you know, so they come up with all kinds of ways in which to entice consumers.
This is
place.
Being put on by the Downtown Des Moines Chamber of Commerce.
Okay.
So they're doing a restaurant series. Louis Wine Dive is the first one on that.
There you go.
Which see, isn't that downtown-ish, but,
there is an opportunity there where a local chamber of commerce is attempting to assist their membership.
Right.
And, you know, through some times that are oftentimes a little bit tough.
I think that Des Moines has some pretty progressive thinking chamber of commerce. You know, we have obviously a big chamber, collaborative, but what I see in some of these different individual chambers is they are really being forward thinking in ways that they can actually help promote their
For example, I had a person come back on a local chamber of commerce page that I monitor from time to time saying that Chamber of Commerce organizations are very politically conservative, and they're not very progressive. What happens is many times individuals confuse the United States Chamber of Commerce with the local Chamber of Commerce. Now, they may be affiliated, but the local chambers are really invested in what's right for their local community, not so much the Mishigas that goes on in Washington, D.C. So Mishigas, by the way, is your Yiddish word of the day for craziness.
We should always have a Yiddish word of the day.
Yiddish word of the day, Mishigas. All right. Laura Kennard, thank you so much for doing this.
Yes,
we've
you
covered
are most
a lot of
welcome.
Ground.
You right. did. And thank you for talking more about my passion project.
It's fascinating. So, it's fascinating.
All right.
Laura Kennard, ladies and gentlemen, curated growth company and... Of course, she is an instructor over at Drake University, and she oversees the site DM Biz Mixer, and we will have links to that up on our radio blog. All right, we've got to clear on out of here. Happy New Year to everybody. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, for Laura Kennard, for Chap Ramsey, our production coordinator, for Aaron Libby, who's in charge of sales and marketing, the voice of Insight on Business of the News Hour, is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful New Year's Eve. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good day.